Here at the Commodity Classic, I'm with Rick Tolman, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, and we've had a heck of a good classic, haven't we, Rick?
Oh, it's been terrific. We've broken all the records in terms of attendance and trade show, and lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, good speakers, good presentations. It's just been really good to charge our batteries.
During your address at the corn banquet last night, you had some exciting news, and that was about the ads that you put in the subways in Washington, D.C., in the Smithsonian Museum.
Absolutely. We have a program called Corn Farmers Coalition, and it's a coalition of the national corn growers in 17 of our states, and we have an effort where we go into D.C. to try and change the image about corn production among the nation's influencers. So our tactic is to take over one of the metro stations for a two-week period, and we buy every ad in the metro station, and everything's about family farmers, and it's centered around a number. You may see the number 90. That means 90%, and it'll say 90% of all corn produced is produced by family farmers. Or we may say 37, and that means 37% of, or we've reduced soil erosion by 37% in the last 10 years. So those ads have been very iconic. Smithsonian Institution is doing a new exhibition called American Enterprise. They contacted us and said they really liked them because they're about education, not about selling, and they asked us if they can use them in this new exhibit that will go in the Museum of American History.
And that's going to be on display for quite a while.
It's going to be a permanent exhibit. It'll open next year. They're revamping right now, and it'll last for 20 years. And we anticipate about 90 million people seeing that. So we're really excited about it.
That is exciting. Another thing you talked about was really trying to keep going the momentum that we had with the RFS comment period. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, last summer and into the fall, I was very despondent about, I'm tongue-in-cheek, about what I saw, a lot of complacency from farmers. We were trying to get folks concerned about the RFS, about the farm bill, and we just weren't getting much response. When EPA came out and announced that they were going to cut the RFS back, we pulled every stop out that we have. We went to all our ag industry supporters, our other allies in other industries, and we said, you know, we can't match oil dollar for dollar, can't even come close. The only hope we have is to get grassroots support, get farmers to talk about how important this is, get their bankers to write in, their grain dealers, their equipment, their family members, and we did really well. It was the best thing we've ever had. We probably got about 15,000 comments in, which is terrific, and it's a great start. We have 40,000 members, and there's probably 150,000 commercial corn producers, so we got a long ways to go, but it was a great start. We need to build on that momentum because that is our ace in the hole, is grassroots voices that are out there speaking.
All right, and you had Secretary Vilsack here again, and Martin said the corn growers met with him beforehand and talked a little bit about the RFS and what he thought was going on, and what was his response there?
Well, we asked him, first of all, he's a very strong supporter, and he was very pleased to see the response. We asked him if he had gotten any feedback yet from the White House or EPA about the comments that went in, and he said yes, he had, that he'd heard specifically from Gina McCarthy, who was very surprised at the outpouring from the rural, in favor of not lowering the RFS. And he'd also heard from John Podesta out of the White House, who also was quite surprised. They didn't expect that. They expected the oil money would trump that hands down, and so at least we got somebody's attention, and that's a good thing.
All right. Rick, I'm going to let you go. I know it's been a long week, and it's been a great classic. Here at the Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.